Bethel's new city attorney, Libby Bacalar, listed the main guidelines that the emergency ordinance advises and requests.
Stop all non-essential travel into Bethel, and if travel is absolutely necessary, to self-quarantine for 14 days on arrival, to stay home as much as possible, and stay away from each other as much as possible.
Bacalar said the city was careful not to go beyond recommendations because a second-class city like Bethel has limited powers over public health.
Exercising health powers we don't have, like shutting down airports, is a problem because of constitutional concerns like the right to liberty and the right to travel, and not to mention state statutes.
But Acting City Manager Bill Howell said the state has those powers, and the governor has issued a number of health mandates. On Monday, Governor Mike Dunleavy mandated that anyone entering Alaska from out of state must self-quarantine for 14 days.
People failing to adhere to those quarantine guidelines, you know, that is a legal order by the governor of the state of Alaska during a disaster, and it could be potentially enforced by law enforcement.
In other words, the city can enforce the governor's mandates. Howell explained how Bethel police would do that.
Any police department enforcement action obviously starts with a complaint. So someone would have to call that in as a concern, and then we would investigate it and take appropriate action.
On a realistic note, Bacalar said the city of Bethel, like any government, doesn't have the manpower to enforce those mandates for every single person in town.
At a certain point with this, as with many things in society, we are simply on an honor system.
The city also changed its mind about keeping the Bethel transit system open. Starting Thursday, buses will shut down operations for at least 14 days. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.